Executive Director of the Manhattan Free Clinic, which is in the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of June. You can learn more about the clinic and its network of services online at mhkfreeclinic.com. That's mhkfreeclinic.com. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.
And I'm Kay McIntyre. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historical sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, is at watkinsmuseum.org. Did you know that most Prairie Journal shows are available on demand? So if you want to catch up on the rest of our Kansas 250 bookshelf series, check it out on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or Prairie Journal on demand on the KPR app. Coming up next, it's Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Be present, and that he couldn't be alone with his kids until after the interviews were done. Buttigieg is a rising star within the Democratic Party. He ran for president in 2020 and became the first openly gay person to stage a competitive bid for a major party nomination. Law enforcement has not provided information on a potential motive for the false report, but in a statement, Buttigieg acknowledged that the incident had taken place shortly after Father's Day and during Pride Month. Elena Moore, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld the death sentences of Jonathan and Reginald Carr. The brothers were sentenced to death after a 2000 crime spree in Wichita that left five people dead. State House reporter Zach Boblett has this report.
The Carr brothers were asking for a new hearing that could have reopened their death penalty sentences. They argued earlier court rulings changed how their murder convictions were handled, meaning they should be resentenced because the original sentencing did not properly match the final convictions. Kansas Supreme Court justices said their prior rulings made clear that multiple capital murder counts were merged into a single conviction for sentencing and that the death sentences remain valid. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
In some parts of Kansas, groundwater has become polluted with enough nitrates that it can be used to offset fertilizers in agriculture. Kansas State University is reminding farmers to check irrigation wells for nitrates. If the nitrate levels are high, farmers won't need to add as much additional nitrogen to their soil. Soil fertility professor for Kansas State Nathan Nelson says nitrates pose a serious health risk, but in this case, it can lead to fertilizer efficiency, saving farmers money.
It would be better to have historically managed our nitrogen such that we didn't have nitrates in the irrigation water, but it's important to consider this option.
Nelson said polluted water wells with higher levels of nitrates could save farmers 135 pounds of fertilizer per acre. In sports, a big loss for the Kansas City Royals last night, 22-1 against the Chicago White Sox. They play their second in the series at 3:10 this afternoon in Chicago. And in the World Cup, Algeria faces Austria tonight at 9 o'clock in Kansas City. Cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny as the day goes on. We do have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Some patchy dense fog before 10 o'clock this morning. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Pour it on. You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Listen, I like ranch as much, maybe more than the average person, but ranch-flavored lip balm, hard pass.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up, if you're heading to a wedding this summer, chances are pretty good that it won't be a clergyman or a judge officiating at the wedding, that it might be just a friend of the couple. Just ahead, how to navigate the high-stakes business of having a friend ask you to officiate at their wedding. That and much more ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Archivist of the United States Colleen Shogan and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Beverly Gage, June 29, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny. We have some patchy, dense fog this morning that will burn off probably around 10 o'clock or so. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for today. Highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-70s, rather, and then sunny and hot tomorrow with highs in the 90s. An extreme heat warning will take effect tomorrow. We'll have more on that coming up. It's 71 in Topeka, 71 in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR or check out the KPR app, and you can take us with you everywhere you go.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
This week marked the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Little Bighorn. Coming up, we'll hear how some Native American kids gathered at the site of the battle this week to mark the historic victory and celebrate the resilience of their cultures. That's just ahead with Caden Miles on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning and some patchy dense fog, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then gradually becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 71 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
This week's Retro Cocktail Hour brings you Mr. Bongo in Paris, Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads, and the exotic percussion of Martin Denny. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour. Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a little under a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. Under cloudy skies, it's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. The time is 8 o'clock.
Bit.ly posted the enrollment drop on a web page Friday evening. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. An officer with the Brown County Sheriff's Office has been arrested on intimidation and harassment charges. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that Lieutenant Larry Meyer of Lancaster was arrested Thursday evening. Back in January, the Kickapoo Tribal Police Department asked the KBI to investigate alleged threats and harassment of a tribal officer who gave Meyer a traffic ticket. Following his arrest, Meyer was released on bond. Hundreds of fans turned out in Lawrence yesterday to show their support for the Algerian World Cup soccer team. This is ahead of Algeria's final group stage match tonight. They play Austria in Kansas City at 9 p.m. Fans gathered outside the Lead Center on the University of Kansas campus for the rally and to create a human Algerian flag by filling in an earthwork flag created by artist Stan Hurd. Kansas City International Airport faced one of its busiest travel days ever yesterday. KCTV reports that airport officials estimated about 45,000 passengers traveled through KCI, many leaving after Thursday's match between the Netherlands and Tunisia, and others arriving ahead of today's Algeria-Austria match. All 16 security checkpoints were open yesterday morning, which usually only happens around Thanksgiving and Christmas. In other sports news, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Chicago White Sox last night 22-1.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. We still got some patchy, dense fog in the KPR listening area. Gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s and much humid conditions tomorrow. Extreme heat watch will take effect tomorrow afternoon. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
It was what we call a turning point.
Teamsters, the United Auto Workers, the United Steel Workers. These days, public support for unions is at the highest it's been in decades. Later today, on All Things Considered, Don Gagne examines how the homestead strike is still a galvanizing force for labor organizers. You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org.
It's the last day of the Sunflower Music Festival today. A big thank you to everyone who stopped by the KPR table at the festival on Monday and Thursday. Really nice to meet so many of you. Again, the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival tonight. It's free, open to the public. It's a lot of fun.
Support for KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Howard Bryant, sports writer, joins us to preview the World Cup knockout stage. They'll also talk about Serena Williams' return to Wimbledon. Sports coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies this morning with some patchy dense fog. We have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Gradually becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 80s. Winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-70s. And then for tomorrow, sunny and warmer, highs in the 90s. It's 69 degrees in Atchison, 71 in Emporia, 71 in Manhattan, 72 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, America's 250 is a great year for actors who portray George Washington. We'll meet two of them coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday and see how they see its importance at this time in our nation's history. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 72 degrees and cloudy in Manhattan, 73 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
Later today on This American Life, we stand on four corners in four different spots in this country to get a picture of life here today. A corner in Chicago, where you can see the history of the last 200 years. A corner in Portland, Maine, with a cemetery, a dog run, and a small mystery. A corner in Louisville, where one couple had their first kiss. And one more corner, maybe near you, later today on This American Life from Public Radio International.
Join us for This American Life coming up at noon today on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just ahead, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. The time is 9 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.